Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Not much. Just got back from the theater.
Yeah. What did we watch?
We watched The Visit.
Yay.
No, I'm not giving it a yay.
So, I want to start out with asking you, have you ever been in a group of friends that they have these running jokes that, like, you're out of the loop of? You know, like, they reference things that you never really, like, you don't
you
really know
don't
about.
Get it, but
they just don't get it.
But they all enjoy it?
Yeah. That's what this is to me. Because apparently people enjoy this movie. And apparently it's been getting praise.
It's been getting a lot of good reviews.
It has a fucking, like, 7 on IMDb right now.
It was hard for us to find bad reviews of it. Look no further, because you're going to get one here.
Yeah, first of all, fuck this movie.
Fuck this movie. Fuck M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh my God. I think M. Night Shyamalan's greatest twist is getting people like us to go watch these fucking movies. Like,
yeah.
I knew it was M. Night Shyamalan, and I saw all of these reviews that
so we
were
had high
talking.
Hopes.
Yeah.
He went back to his roots.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan in what is it, fucking M. Night Shyamalan, back to form.
I don't know what form that is,
I don't want it. I just don't understand how... Okay, so people are saying... I just want to rant about the fucking people liking this movie before we even talk about the movie, because I do not understand
this. Usually we don't shit on other people's opinions.
I'm shitting all over people's opinions.
Yeah.
I'm going to name drop Chris Stuckman
Katy
right
Perry
now.
All over these. all over these opinions.
So first of all, this is a direct shout out to Chris Stuckman, who is a YouTube reviewer that I've followed for many years. I've been subscribed to his channel for probably like 3 years.
I do enjoy his reviews.
And most of the time, I would find myself agreeing with him. But recently, he's just been getting, like, shittier and shittier with his opinions on movies. I don't know what it is. Like, he gave a pretty good review to, like, Age of Ultron and shit like that. And it's just, it's bizarre. And he's also been in this weird realm where he thinks that Christopher Nolan is, like, the new Kubrick and blah, 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 blah. So he's been kind of going downhill in my liking of his reviews. And he gave this movie a B.
Really praised it.
And really, really praised it. And I was like, you know what? I'll trust Chris on this.
And it's like everything he praised, we will Sarah McLachlan on. <It's> so
funny. But just, I... See, here's the thing. The phrase return to form that people keep throwing around with this movie is saying that this movie is on par with, like, Signs and The Sixth Sense. But that's not what it means.
This movie, to me, is like a self-aware happening, or devil. It's not good, it's not clever, or witty, it's garbage, and I don't know why people keep releasing his movies.
It keeps being lauded as like you said, like, clever and, like, satirical.
M. Night's back!
M. Night's back, baby! Oh,
back where? I don't... Is he back in, like, his village era?
I don't know, because this is worse than The Village.
Yeah.
This was so much worse than...
I'm going to go ahead and say this is the worst M. Night movie I've seen.
Haven't seen After Earth yet.
Not seen After Earth.
Because that's supposed to be, like, one of his shit. Well, Avatar's supposed to be the most shitty.
I've seen Avatar.
I haven't seen Avatar because, I mean, I thought the show was alright, but I think the reason why most people hate it is because it was so different from the show.
He pronounces the character's names different and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that one. After Earth is the only movie I have not seen. I've seen them all. I've seen Lady in the Water. I hate that garbage. Maybe one day we'll do that one.
Well, remember, we're going to do M. Night Week.
Oh, we do plan on doing M. Night Week once we're caught up.
Yeah. But
by the time you hear this, we'll be caught up.
We'll be caught up. Don't worry. I'm sorry. Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just... there. It has... What does it have on Rotten Tomatoes? Like a 70?
67?
No, it was like a 70.
Was it 70?
I'm pretty sure it was a 70. That's...
It's
astounding to me that this is a real...
The one bad review I saw on IMDb summed it up to me, and M. Night knows how to make movies that are aimed toward a teenage audience that are easily entertained.
Yeah, like the three girls in the corner.
They were just laughing hysterically.
Tee-hee-hee.
This is more of a comedy than a horror. It's not saying it's funny.
Yeah, I was going to stress that doesn't mean it's actually funny. Because it's not. It's really not.
No, it's Seth MacFarlane jokes without the timing.
Oh, God. It did remind me of, like, Seth.
There's poop jokes in this.
There are poop jokes in it. Oh, fuck. It is like a Seth MacFarlane movie.
It's like
isn't
Million
it?
Ways to Die in the West.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Alright, now we're actually going to talk about the movie.
Because
I'm over bitching about people liking this movie, which I normally don't do. I normally am okay with people liking shitty movies.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
People say it's clever. It's not. They say it's funny. It's not. They say it's well acted. It's not.
And people are also saying that it has tension and it's actually kind of scary.
It's not.
It's not at all.
No.
Sarah McLachlan. I think first and foremost, when you go into this movie, the warning sign is when it starts out and says it's an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Yeah, that's the biggest warning sign.
And you're like, oh, what could
you know
go
what
wrong?
You're getting into with M. Night.
He is like the new Ed Wood right now. But not an endearing Ed Wood, because you can watch Ed Wood movies.
At least give him credit for making a movie.
Yeah.
M. Night spent $5 million on this.
Yeah. Do you know what $5 million could be spent on? A lot of shit other than this.
Yeah.
What was the budget of Ex Machina?
Was it 8?
Yeah, I think it was like $8 million.
It wasn't much more than this.
No.
No.
The fuck did this money go? This is another one of those films that has a huge budget. Well, I mean, it's relatively big for... It's supposed to be low for M. Night. It's really low for him, but it's a pretty big sum for what's a found footage movie. Because found footage movies are normally around, like, the $1 million to $2 million mark.
Found footage.
Found footage, yeah.
I have a problem with it being called found footage.
We can go ahead and talk about that.
It's found footage in the sense that the two kids are filming a documentary, so they're filming everything. Why I have a problem with being called found footage is, spoiler, the kids both live. No one found this footage. They took it home and edited the film. Nobody wasn't found. It's not found footage. It's just footage.
Yeah.
It's the fake documentary movie that sucks. And the girl edits herself killing somebody. I don't know why
that. Oh, we'll get into all that. Oh, it's going to be great. I guess that the only reason why they keep calling it found footage is because nobody else can think of a good term for it.
It is handheld filming.
Why wouldn't it just be called, like, self-recorded?
It should be. Handheld, the best handheld cameras in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
The quality on these things is almost like it's a movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that the two cameras aren't different cameras at all.
And it's almost like the one camera that she has her brother use most of the time isn't an actual just like Canon photograph camera that he's using the video option
on. Wow, and they both have the same video quality?
But wait, he is doing that, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, it's dumb.
Yeah, the visual quality of it I thought was stupid because there was no difference between the cameras and the quality. And
a good example is Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity. You can tell those are filmed on something you could buy. It's not a professional cinematography camera. And this was. I mean, it was crystal clear. It was perfect. It was beautiful. At least they didn't put the stupid fake record thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, those show up when you film stuff.
Yeah, that was... I also had a problem with just the fact that this is supposed to be a documentary that's being filmed by a 15 to 16-year-old.
Something like that.
I feel like she's probably, like, 15.
She was the older sister. Her brother was 13, so... Yeah.
So, why are there so many shots that are professional-looking, you
professional, know?
Professional, yeah. I understand that you want good cinematography in your movie. However, it's kids doing it. It's kids.
I'll get into the cliches of this film, but one that it didn't have with found footage that I think you do need is everything was perfectly framed and captured on camera.
Yeah, that's exactly
everything. That's impressive. That is really impressive for a found footage movie by a kid, even more. I mean, because she's not old. Mm-hmm. We all know about old.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about kids.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, the kids... Yeah, didn't you love their dialogue and how relatable it was and how...
She is the most pretentious speaking human. No kid talks the way they do. No kid speaks that way.
Nope.
None.
It's like, she's the smart one, so she's going to say all of these...
No, don't touch the swing. Let it swing by itself organically. What? No, you wouldn't. She says far worse. I don't know. I wasn't taking notes or anything.
Yeah, there was a lot, and all it was supposed to be is to... From one review that I read, people were talking about how that character was supposed to be M. Night Shyamalan, like, poking fun at serious pretentiousness in filmmaking. Her,
But the problem is, all he did was make his main character pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't poke fun. That's my problem with movies nowadays, that, well, I'm going to poke fun at society. I'm going to poke fun at Hollywood. You're not. You're just making that movie. That's all this did. There wasn't... The inside jokes weren't clear if they were there.
Yeah.
The clearest one, which is garbage, was how we got it to be a PG-13.
Yeah.
The 13-year-old Flathead says, instead of in my raps, because he raps, by the way, he freestyles.
Yeah, of course, because, you know.
Instead of cussing, I'm going to put in female pop singers. So he stubs his toe, he's like, ah, Sarah McLachlan. Ah.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two he did.
Carrie
Underwood. Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
That's all it is.
It's stupid. I'm going to say that a lot about this movie. It's stupid. It wasn't clever. It sounded dumb and heavy-handed. And,
well, he uses the pretentious girl as his vicarious, like his avatar. Avatar, get it?
I really think that that's how
No. Get it? Because that was a movie that he did previously.
No, he did Last Airbender. You're thinking James Cameron. This movie wasn't called Avatar.
But anyway, he uses the girl as this avatar for his views on modern filmmaking and random bullshit like that.
I think it's more, it's of him.
Yeah.
I think it's him. I think she is him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And he's a pretentious prick, apparently, who can't act very well.
Look at his fucking face. Look at it. I want you to pull up a picture of M. Night Shyamalan right now and look at it and just tell me if you aren't filled with rage.
That's true.
Stupid fucking beady eyes.
That's one thing I will say is she wasn't the best actress, but when you do have kids leading your film, I think that is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I could say the same thing about... I love The Sixth Sense, I will say that, but I could say the same thing about Haley Joel Osment. He wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, he definitely...
I don't ever expect a kid to be great, so I won't... Taylor Swift on him for that. But...
okay, so they're out in this fucking... we haven't even talked about the plot, really.
Strange grandparents. Want them to visit, so they say, okay, we want to go visit Nana and Pop-Pop. Feel like we're getting into a rut with Pop and Pop-Pops.
Yeah, I know, right.
So, that's the plot.
And they go out there and they're crazy.
They're crazy, because they're old. Because
they're old.
No matter what they do. The movie just tells you it's okay because they're old. Grandpa poops in a diaper and keeps it in the shed. He's old.
Yeah, it's all right.
He doesn't know. Grandma gets naked and claws at the door. She's old.
Yeah, she's just old.
Old. She wants you to crawl in an oven the size of a two-car garage.
Yeah, it's just
because those
old.
Exist.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just old.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
I mean, I know they exist, but...
Yeah.
It's not believable. This girl's not tiny. She's pretty tall.
And so they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere. I don't even know. What state was it even supposed to be? Pennsylvania? Was it Pennsylvania?
Was it?
I think it was Pennsylvania. Was
Marysville? Is that where it took?
It doesn't matter.
Middle of nowhere where there's no cell reception.
There's no cell reception. However, they have perfect crystal clear Wi-Fi.
Crystal clear. I don't know if you've ever used Skype on good Wi-Fi. It looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Skype video looks like crap. There's delay in this. No delay in this.
Oh, it's perfect 60 frames per second. Everything.
Crystal clear. It's like 4K. It's gorgeous. Skype doesn't work that way. I'm going to say Skype a lot because Skype, I think, paid for $4 million of this movie.
Fucking Sony Vaio laptops or whatever the hell.
Because they use Skype a lot to talk to their mom, but every time they make sure you see the Skype in the corner.
And then they're like, oh, we're going to go Skype
mom. Skype mom really quick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Skype.
But for some reason, we can't pay for the actual Skype sound when the call's coming in. I don't know if you noticed
True,
that.
True, they never did actually.
They used a different
Skype.
Sound. Makes no sense to me there.
Because M. Night was like, you know what? We need it. We're going to keep this low budget. And then Skype was like, all right, if you want to use the sound, it's going to be like $50. And he's like,
yeah, no.
Ouch.
No Skype sounds.
No Skype sounds. So, other than the little things like the Skype and Wi-Fi, there's some pretty big glaring issues with the movie in terms of the overall tone and how it is made by just vomiting cliches everywhere constantly.
Yeah.
To the point where I think it was unfortunately intentional.
But it failed.
But it, yeah.
This movie fails at everything it tries to. You can tell it's trying. Shyamalan's trying to be witty and clever, and it fails. The jump scares are garbage. like the most predictable things in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few of them.
There's maybe.
But there's one where you hear Grandma crawl toward the camera, and then she pops up.
Scared. Door closed.
I'm
scared.
Grandma butt. The jokes aren't funny.
No.
People in the theater laughed. We cringed. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, one thing that people keep saying was great about it was that the brother character was hilarious and brought so much comedy to the movie.
M. Night has no idea what a kid sounds like.
First and foremost, that. And I just don't think that anything was really funny that he said.
I don't know of anything he said that was funny.
I didn't laugh. Zero laughter.
I did not laugh at all in this film. Only one thing the brother said was poignant to me and really summed up the whole movie.
Oh.
Nobody cares about cinematic integrity.
Oh, M. Night.
Obviously.
You thought you were shooting to other directors, but you were just summing yourself
I can tell
up.
You of at least two people in that theater that do care about cinematic integrity. And that was the two people in front of us.
Oh, that's right. That dude was mad.
He was mad because it was nothing like the trailer.
This was supposed
to be scary.
It was supposed to be scary. I was dumb.
Did he see a different trailer? Because the trailer looks stupid and funny to me. It didn't look like a scary movie.
See, yeah, when I saw the trailer, I had high hopes for this.
If you do think it's a scary movie, every scary part in the trailer, that's it for the movie.
Yeah.
There aren't any more scares.
And people keep talking about how that this movie was successful in building tension throughout it.
I saw no tension.
There was no tension.
It's just one of those that has a, we're going to be here for a whole week. So there's a title card of Monday night, Tuesday. Ugh. It just, in a bad movie, it just makes me like, oh God, we still have three more nights. Oh God, it's only Thursday. They're not leaving till Saturday.
The only part in it that I could say succeeded in some kind of tension was when she walks in on the guy with the shotgun. Pop, pop with a shotgun. That was really the only scene that I thought was...
Oh, when he's like, oh, I swear I was just cleaning it.
Yeah.
I was just cleaning it.
In like, some small way, tension.
Yeah. And I think that's another reason where the jokes fail. All the jokes are aimed at old people with dementia.
Yeah.
Oh, he poops himself. Oh, she doesn't know where she is. He thinks he's going to a costume ball.
Old people.
I mean, if you really... They shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
And they're not... The little brother says, ho.
Oh, that's right.
That's hilarious, right?
Wow, that's so funny. And then she makes jokes about YOLO and stuff.
She says YOLO. He says swerve a few times.
Yeah.
And totally...
Shade.
Shade.
Which throwing shade is apparently a term that the youngins use today.
It's swerve, though?
I don't think
so. And the way he was using it?
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't get that one. Yeah, the movie's not funny. It's not scary. It's not funny. It's just there.
I just don't understand. Why did M. Night do poop jokes?
He did poop
jokes. Why did he do poop jokes?
Like, poop
honestly.
Jokes to the point that pops at the end when he realizes he's actually crazy. Shocker. We knew what the whole damn movie was from the trailer. Takes his poopy diaper and wipes it all over the boy's face. This is... And again, that made people laugh.
That entire scene is just a perfect visual representation of how I felt.
This is right after... The movie wanted you to think that the Pops was probably going to rape the little boy.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
That was weird.
It was also weird because
they... Didn't happen. He was just changing his diaper, but...
So the end of the movie, we'll just fucking get into that because nothing even happens during
We're
the
We're going to get into
the
twist.
Oh, the twist. So the twist is that the grandparents that they think are... Pop and mop or whatever the hell.
They're able to Skype mom again after the clean, because it takes them 3 days to clean off cleaner off the
fucking
webcam. Because wow, just wipe it off, idiots. And mom goes, "That's not your grandparents. That's what?
Oh no."
And you know what? Tangent really quick. I think it's weird. As soon as they met them, the kids immediately they're Nana and Pop Pop. You don't have pet names for people you've never met in your life.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And I keep saying Pops. I'm going back to Genesis here. But that's the twist.
So the twist,
the real Nana and Pop Pop are dead in the basement.
Oh, shit. So then...
Which you can see coming very early in the film.
Yeah. I already knew what the ending was going to be about. After the second time, because they have like people that are coming in and are like, hey, they missed their meeting. I was like, they're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead. Yeah. These are going to be
dead. They block communication with their mom.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about her, obviously, because they don't know about her.
Mm-hmm. And then, so they Skype the mom, and they're like, fucking get us. And she's all like, all right, let me call the police.
And the police don't answer. It goes to a voicemail. Call 911, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly what I thought. I was like, why the fuck would you just stop?
Did she call the non-emergency number? Because she got the police department's voicemail, and then she hung up. Leave a message. Yeah. please call 911.
Yeah.
The kids couldn't do it, see, because they don't have cell reception. Perfect fucking Wi-Fi. They have Skype. I don't know if you knew this. You can make phone calls through Skype. I didn't know if anyone was aware of that. And the boy's all worried that he couldn't text. You can also text message.
Yep, sure can.
Through the computer. Crazy. You'd think they know that.
Wow, technology, man.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
And then, so you, oh, they're crazy and they're going to kill the kids and all that jazz. So during all of these parts.
While playing Yahtzee.
They start like, well, okay, first of all, this is my major point in the movie. When they find out that their grandparents are not their grandparents.
They stay and play Yahtzee.
Fucking run.
Just run.
They're old. You keep talking about how they're old.
Just run.
Just fucking run. Leave the cameras. What the fuck?
I don't know. A grandma can crawl around like a spider woman Evil Within. Remember that thing? When she's under, like, supernaturally fast.
She just...
like when she's crawling under the house. With her butt hanging out.
I think this is actually a secret tie-in to the Wyatt family.
Is it? Is that Sister Abigail?
That's Sister Abigail. That's what it is.
Oh my god.
Wrestling. So that didn't make any fucking sense because the moms even, like, go to the neighbor's house and they don't.
They don't. They open the door, you see this girl hanging in the yard.
And they're just, like, cool with it. Just like,
yeah.
Hey. And then the entire time they're, like, fighting for their lives and they still have the cameras pointed at.
Well, a lot of times they will set down or drop the cameras, which perfectly frame everything.
That's right. It would add more tension if you couldn't see.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot... Okay, this is going to be a little tangent about horror movies today. I don't even know if you can classify this as a horror movie. But the whole thing with building tension is that you're not supposed to see everything. Jaws!
That is my big problem with modern horror, is they show too much. It's not scary. John Carpenter's The Thing is one of my favorite horror movies. And the big tension thing in that is you never know who is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That adds tension. When you don't know, like, every scene makes you uneasy. This, you know. You know that Nana and Pop-Pop escaped from a psychiatric ward. Why no one, like, looked for them? I'll never know. You think if, A, two of your volunteers haven't shown up in over a week, and B, two people have escaped your ward... You might put two and two together.
Yeah.
Maybe we should check here first.
Yeah.
Because these Miley Cyruses might be dead. You know what? We keep doing that. Another thing that makes me mad is the kid, like in Water Raps, instead of cussing, he says Carrie Underwood. Then the very next word he says is bitches.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, they did that.
Stop it. With Sarah McLachlan, he's like, God damn it. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, they did get their one-time PG-13 use of fuck.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he yelled fuck after he has a mental breakdown, basically.
Which goes nowhere.
Yeah.
The kid goes into some post-traumatic football...
thing that happened when he was eight, where he...
Froze
in the field.
So he tackles Pop-Pop a couple times, slams his head in the refrigerator, American Hex, like...
Yeah.
Curb stomping him with the fridge door, goes crazy. That goes nowhere. It's all because he had poop on his face.
Yep.
Because in an earlier scene, we find out he hates germs. When for like the most heavy-handed shove it in there,
yeah,
like, there was some sticky on the toilet handle. I could still feel it. And he freaked out. I'm like, what?
And what was stupid about that was that
it was never mentioned before. That.
It was never mentioned before. So that entire scene, until you finally figure out what it was trying to do,
leads you to think of, are they aliens?
See,
what is the twist? Because we knew there would be one.
My twist, because of that scene, because I didn't immediately understand that they were trying to make him out to be, like, a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I thought that the twist was going to be that there was mold in the basement and it was fucking with everybody's minds. That's initially what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Like, that the kids were going to start going crazy, too.
Yeah, that would have actually been more interesting.
I was kind of hoping it was going to go that way.
Yeah. Because I think the movie wants you to think there's a supernatural aspect.
Yeah.
Like, she moves very fast when she's sundowning. She talks about aliens. He talks about a creature, a white creature with green, yellow eyes.
Yeah.
They make a lot of allusions to something else. She's staring into the well. That's the only way to get blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The well, which goes nowhere. There's so much in this movie that goes nowhere.
Especially all the dramatic stuff that they try to
Which people are praising. The dramatic parts of this movie. They're pointless. They're not needed at all.
Nope.
The kids are upset because their dad left. Doesn't matter.
And it sucks because, I guess, in one way you could defend it by saying that that was the whole point for the girl doing the documentary, because she wanted to get her grandparents to say that they were sorry to her, blah, blah, blah. I understand that, but then the entire
Mom
subplot...
Mom needed her elixir.
Oh, yeah. The entire subplot with the dad is still...
Pointless.
Yeah, it's pointless. And then the scene where he is interviewing his sister, and she's like, you ever notice that you never look in the mirror? And then she starts, like, crying. She
starts crying, and then at the end, when she's locked in the room with Nana, she looks in the mirror. For no reason. After she ninja-catted the scene for a while.
Oh, that was so fucking stupid.
Okay. Nana's in the room. They have night vision on. She's in the room with Becca. I think that was the girl's name. I don't even care. Pretty sure it was Becca, though. For no reason, she'll be like, Nana's there. She'll slowly pan to the left. Wait a second. Pan back to the right. Oh, Nana's closer.
Oh, God.
I better... Pan to the left again. She does this like 3 or 4 times.
It's four times she does it.
Why? Why?
Because.
Why? And I think the whole... So she finally, instead of turning around, she looks into the mirror and sees Nana there. What was that? Is that supposed to be symbolism, Him Night? Because I don't think you know what that means.
I don't think Him Night even knows anymore.
He's just like, we need her head to slam into it so she can get the glass and stab Nana in the throat 5 times.
Yep. And they have absolutely zero psychological repercussions from it.
None. The girl even edits that into the movie. She edits her and her brother murdering 2 people into her movie. And then immediately afterwards adds part, my brother wanted me to add this. And it's him rapping, making light of how they murdered 2 people. What? That's not normal behavior. These kids should be locked away.
Oh, hold on. And then also, did you catch the symbolism at the end with the mirror? Because she's looking in the mirror and combing her hair and stuff.
Yeah, because she always combed her hair with the back to the mirror.
Yeah, that's right. So it's
and because she doesn't look in the mirror, she puts her sweaters on inside out.
Yeah, that's right.
No, she's dumb. If she's putting her sweaters on inside out, it has nothing to do with a mirror.
This movie tries to be somewhat deep, and it just falls on
its
ass.
It's like a baseball game. It's really...
No, Chris Stuckman said that this is a solid base hit.
No, he tried to bunt, but he popped it up, and the catcher just caught it and tagged him out. That's what this was.
Fuck you, dude.
Like, he made contact with the ball, but he didn't make it far from home. This movie's shit. I mean, it was edited like a found footage film, I thought.
Yeah.
People are saying it's edited well. I don't think it was. I think it was choppy, and you could tell at some points there was more than 2 cameras used, especially the tag under the house.
Mm-hmm.
There was more than 2 angles going on here.
There was more than 2 angles. Also, that entire sequence just didn't make sense. Why were they so scared?
Yeah, they had just gotten there. They're like, oh, we're going to play tag under the house. Oh, grandma's playing tag with them. They flipped the fuck out and ran. They don't know yet she's crazy.
Yeah, that was like the first kind of remotely crazy thing. Well, there's the throwing up thing, but that's...
The throwing up. Which scared the girl half to death.
Yeah.
And she ran to her room and hid and woke up her brother. All she saw was grandma throwing up. She could have just been sick. People do that when they're sick.
Also, the throwing up thing doesn't make sense because she does those... How...
Kind of projectile.
Yeah. And so that's why like the supernatural element was kind of what I thought was going to go on.
I mean, maybe
like
there
that.
Was a supernatural element in the beginning.
Oh, fucking no.
Oh,
we can talk about the greatest scene in the movie now.
Oh, which one?
The door handle.
Fucking door handle? Of all scenes to piss me off more than anything, it's a goddamn doorknob. Alright, you're going to make me do it, aren't you?
Oh, of course I am.
Okay, after she's locked in the room with Nana, stabs her in the throat, Nana's dead, old lady's dead, still can't get out, so she uses the camera to break the door handle. Alright, I'm going to get into my complaint first. She breaks the doorknob off... And the door just pops open. That's not how doorknobs and locks work. Do you know what would happen if you locked your front door at your house right now, broke the handle off, still fucking locked? You still have to, like, get in there with a finger or screwdriver or something and pull the latch back. It's still locked into the door. Ugh. Like, it wouldn't immediately just
pop. Yeah, 'cause it just flings the fuck open. It's like, just that's like, the thing.
It's just like in movies when they'll shoot a door handle once with a bullet and it comes open. No, no, you have to shoot the lock. The handle has nothing to do with the lock. I seriously want you to lock yourself in your bathroom and take a screwdriver and take the handle off and then push on the door. I bet it doesn't fucking open. You know what? Because it's still latched in the damn wall. I know it's a movie thing. Piss me off. Lincoln's is even more irritating.
I have two issues with it.
Oh, two with the door.
I have two, because there's one that I actually just thought about. Why couldn't she open it, first of all? Because that was supposed to be the mom's room.
So it would have been locked from the outside.
Yeah, she could have just fucking unlocked it.
Well, if it was locked from the outside, she couldn't. But then how does Nana get out all the time?
Yeah. None of that makes sense, because, like, if it was supposed to be locked because he was locking her in there because she was crazy, has she it just...
That's true. And if you were that scared, climb out the window.
True, there was a window.
Yeah. But she breaks it off with the camera.
Yeah, she fucking... So she busts it with the camera.
Which means she's hitting it with the actual
camera.
Yet the camera shot, when she swings
is
down...
showing...
is a frontal view of the doorknob.
And also, there's no sound of... Because if you take a camera and it is recording sound, and you fucking hit it...
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be very loud and very terrible noise. And nothing happens.
So you're supposed to say she's hitting it with the camera, but she's obviously not hitting it with the
especially
camera.
Especially because it's like she's like 6 inches away from it. Like, yeah. You just see the doorknob and then it just kind of pops off. Yeah, and that entire thing was fucking
she's
stupid.
Not hitting it with the...
This movie was just dumb. Just dumb.
It's really
dumb. And it's
dumb.
Not dumb from the aspect of that we went in thinking it was actually going to be a horror movie.
It's not, no. I know a lot of people think they went in thinking it was going to be a horror movie. We didn't.
I thought it was going to be a comedy slash horror.
We saw that this was being sold as a comedy. I don't know why people couldn't find that out. It's pretty obvious. We knew it was billed as a comedy horror. We're smart enough to watch that trailer and realize it's not going to be scary.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
No.
I don't know what it wanted to be. Sometimes it wanted to be a horror movie.
Well, like, I read a thing that M. Night had three cuts of the movie. He had one that was, like, a pure comedy cut, one was a pure horror movie cut, and then one was a mixture. And this one was the mixture.
And it wasn't good.
It wasn't good at all. I don't know which one of those cuts would have been preferable.
I mean, if you want to see how to do a comedy horror, look at Shaun of the Dead. Behind the Mask, which is one I really enjoy. Those are comedy horror movies.
Yeah.
This was neither. This was a self-aware happening. M. Night knew, he's smart enough to realize people like my movies because they can laugh at how stupid they are. So I'm going to make one that's stupid and funny. In all honesty, he should have just tried to make a good movie again. It would have been, if he tried to make this 100% horror, I think we would have enjoyed it more because it would have been so outrageously stupid we could have laughed at it.
Yeah, I think the perfect thing for M. Night is he just needs to sit down, try to make a serious movie, and then bill it as a comedy, and it'll work.
Yeah.
Well,
this was so unfunny that when we left, I said, part of me thinks this wasn't supposed to be a comedy. I shouldn't say that about a comedy.
There wasn't comedic timing. There wasn't anything.
There was no joke. The jokes were, oh, Grandpa pooped himself.
Yeah.
Or Grandma said something weird. The kid said YOLO.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
The boy rapped on the train and said ho. And that was really funny. Every time they filmed somebody new, the thing was, I used to be an actor. And they'd start... dumb. Grandma makes her climb into the oven.
A ho.
And doesn't do anything.
Ho.
Dumb. It's dumb.
I don't understand the praise.
I do not understand the praise.
I
will say that I'm not one that's against found footage movies. I do enjoy some of them. I liked Paranormal Activity, the first one, the second one. I liked Blair Witch.
I think
Cloverfield I liked.
I don't think that found footage stuff is inherently bad, you know?
No, I don't at all.
I think that you can make a good found footage film. I loved the first VHS. I loved that movie. The other ones kind of suck. But I like that, you know, I like Paranormal Activity, Blair Witch. You can do a
very good movie in found footage. But where those were good and this one wasn't is you didn't see Blair Witch Project, you saw nothing. You never saw any of the stuff that was happening. Cloverfield, so much stuff happened, he'd swipe over and catch it as it was just ending. This movie could have used that. Mm-hmm. Not perfectly framed shots of everything.
Because, you know...
Or when you have a big action scene where she's running away from him in the basement, that's the only part I hate about found footage is it's just shaking around.
Mm.
Like, I get why people don't like them, but to immediately dismiss it because it's found footage is dumb.
No.
They're not all Apollo 18.
Because the thing with this movie is that, yeah, it's billed as a comedy horror, but he was still trying to make scenes that were supposed to be frightening, but failed because...
They weren't
frightening at all. He just completely disregards the stuff that makes those specific found footage movies successful.
And if this was his way of making fun of those movies, he failed.
Yeah.
If you were
trying to make fun of a found footage movie, then you would overly rely on shaky cam and...
Which would be obnoxious. Yeah. Or you make the characters in the movie self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, ah, why can't we ever catch it? Or you wouldn't make it... This movie wasn't self-aware. This was M. Night trying to parody himself by just making his own... a shitty version of his own movie.
It's just Tommy Wiseau. Like, that's really all he's trying to do. He's just trying to Tommy Wiseau himself.
Yeah, he's trying to really jump on what makes him popular, which he doesn't get that just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll stay popular. I mean, this movie's already 5 times. Well, how much did it make?
Opening weekend, $25 million.
$25 million. It doesn't deserve it.
I think...
I really don't know why so many... People are going on name alone. You can't tell me people are seeing the trailer and go... This looks awesome. I have to go watch this.
The only reason why that I went and saw it was because I was M. Night Shyamalan.
We saw M. Night Shyamalan movie. We have to go see the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. And then we saw it was really good and got, not excited, but kind of looking forward to it.
I was optimistic.
Yeah.
That it was going and to be then, somewhat
as
clever.
As soon as the kid started talking, it's like, nope. And then as soon as that little prick said, no one cares about cinematic integrity, I got angry at that point.
Yep.
I do care about it. This is not how you poke fun at a movie genre that you don't like, is by making one. You make a good movie. If you say found footage movies suck, then make a good one.
It's the problem with Rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those kinds of movies. It's, oh, you want to talk about how shitty the film industry is and how nobody can make these good movies.
Oh, you guys eat shit? Here you go. Here's some more shit. No, show them why a good movie is. That was my problem. I know a lot of people like it. Cabin in the Woods. That was my issue with Cabin in the Woods. The same thing. I don't understand how that's logic.
Yeah.
Oh, Lincoln, you like being punched in the face? Huh? Do you? I'm going to punch you in the face.
Prove
to you why you shouldn't like being punched in the face.
Yeah.
No, it's dumb. It doesn't make sense.
It is stupid because there's so many filmmakers now, which I'm using Rubber, and now I'm Night Shyamalan as an example, that they want to complain about audiences and just cinema in general, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm going to use Birdman as an example. Birdman touches on all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about how audiences eat up all the superhero movies and all of these really lackluster, vapid movies. But it doesn't give you a lackluster and vapid movie. It gives you a great movie that touches on the subject.
And without forcing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that's hard.
I don't understand why. It's like, if you have a problem with it, make a fucking good movie.
And especially for M. Night, you're complaining about what has made you millions. What a prick.
M. Night's just fucking stupid.
Not just found footage, but he's making fun of just shitty horror movies, mm-hmm. almost. You're making fun of yourself, you idiot. Stop it. People love The Happening. I enjoy The Happening because it's so over the top and stupid. If they would have played this movie 100% straight, I would probably think differently of it. Even though I still don't think I'd like it because it's not funny. Yeah. The acting's not great, I don't think, at all, across the board. I don't think any of them are good.
No, I can't really think.
But I can't say that it's bad. I just don't think it deserves the praise of how amazing Nana is as an actress. She wasn't, really.
Like, whatever. She
reminded me. It's like she was saw like Insidious mm-hmm. and went, that's the role I'm playing. Yeah. I'm going to be that old lady. I was going to say this is better than Insidious. I honestly don't know because I fucking hate Insidious as well.
I would say I enjoyed Insidious more because it was so fucking batshit stupid. Like, it was just insane and stupid and laughably bad.
And that's another movie that got a ton of praise.
Yeah, I remember when that came out because
I saw it because one of my friends that loves horror movies said, this is the best horror movie I've seen in a long time. You have to watch Insidious. Mm-hmm. And I did. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
The people that like this movie, I feel like are the same people that thought It Follows was boring.
Yeah. I loved It Follows. Yeah. I really think it just goes to show how easily entertained people are anymore. I think it's a culture of shit has been put at the screen. So people just, this is the best of the shit. And this wasn't the best of the shit.
I'm really trying to decide if I liked Hitman more than this movie.
I did not like Hitman more than this movie. Right.
I was super fucking bored with both movies. This one I was done about 20 minutes in.
Yeah, this one was boring. It serves no purpose. It's M. Night. It has the same problem Signs did for me. I know people really lout that one. It's too predictable.
I want to say, why do people keep letting M. Night Shyamalan make movies? But the problem is that nobody actually let him make this movie. He funded this movie.
He funded this movie himself, and then somebody just picked it up.
Yeah.
So, studios did not back this film. Nobody gave him money to go make this. That should really open your eyes about his quality of directing and writing. Writing. I'm going to say writing.
Yeah.
Directing-wise, his shots are good.
There were some shots that I did think were really... Actually, the scene where he's interviewing his sister, I thought was actually shot very well because of the composition of the shot.
Yeah. Now, by saying that, it didn't work in the fact that this was a 15-year-old supposedly filming.
Exactly.
But he's not a bad director. He's a shit writer.
Yeah.
So stop fucking writing. I would love to...
Because, like, all of his movies, he's just directed and written, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I mentioned Devil earlier. He didn't direct that one. Okay. He just wrote it. Terrible writing. We should watch Devil sometime. Fuck. Jelly Side Down. Like, Jelly Side Down.
Because I... Oh, my God. Just stop fucking writing movies M. Night. Just, please. Aaron.
I saw that M. Night is supposedly working with some old people on his next movie.
Oh, boy.
One of them he was starred with in Signs.
No.
Supposedly, he's working again with Joaquin Phoenix.
No, 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 no. No, don't tell me this.
I'm not making this up.
Oh, no, Joaquin. No, please.
Now, this is according to IMDb.
Oh, my fucking God. Please tell me that is a lie. Oh my God. Alright, we just fucking looked it up and it is true. Jesus Christ, just kill me.
Nope.
Just strangle me right now on the podcast. Just
nope.
Make this the end of everything.
This is a thing. It's gonna happen.
Why the fuck is Joaquin Phoenix doing... Jesus Christ, don't you do this, Joaquin Phoenix. You've been on a roll of great... Oh my God.
You okay?
Why is he fucking Matthew McConaughey-ing himself?
Wait. The project's budget will probably be relatively small, which would be more on par with The Visit. So it'll be low budget. Production will start this November in Philadelphia.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This film is currently not set up as a studio.
What? How? Would...
Yep, so there you go. It's the thing that's gonna happen.
Why is this happen? Oh my God.
M. Night.
What the fuck? That's like if...
I hope he listens. Even Uwe Boll hates M. Night Shyamalan.
That's like if fucking Daniel Day-Lewis was approached by Andy Dick, and Andy Dick was like, I got a great idea for a movie, and Daniel Day-Lewis signed up for it. That is how I feel about M. Night and Joaquin Phoenix working together again.
For the third time. This would be for the third time, right?
Yeah.
Because Signs and The Village.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that's before he...
You just ruined my night.
Good.
There's no coming back from this right
Apparently
now.
The movie's going to be Her 2. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh my God.
I may have made that up. Yep, so there you go. M. Night's not done.
Caught, just, how many crushed dreams do you give this movie?
How many crushed dreams? Are we doing the pitchfork rating now? Are we back to that?
Yeah, well, I will. You can if you want to.
I'm going to give it, I'll do that, because it's between a 2 and a 3. I'll give it like a 2.8.
I give it a 2.2.
It's not good. Don't watch it. Apparently, though, we are in the minority.
Apparently, we're just fucking dumb.
Apparently, we just don't get film.
We don't
today.
Get this. We don't get film. We don't understand primal choirs.
The feral choirs.
Feral choirs.
We don't get that.
If you don't know what that is, please Google it now. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is just too deep. For us,
this movie really made us question, do we just not get it? Are we too cynical? I say no. We might be. You might disagree. If you're listening, you probably don't think we are. I don't know.
I know a lot of people think that we are pretty cynical about movies, but...
We might be. I didn't enjoy this film. If you are a fan of M. Night, you will like this. Like, legitimate, you think he makes good movies.
I wouldn't even go that far, though.
To me, this is just a run-of-the-mill
Because here's
movie.
The thing about M. Night is that his first three movies, I still think are good movies, and then he just keeps churning out shit.
See, I only liked Sixth Sense. I didn't like any other one.
Poor M. Night, dude.
Like, he's made enough bad movies that I really second-guess my liking of Sixth Sense. Like, maybe I was young and naive,
yeah. And
I didn't know any better.
You remember when Time was lauding him as, like, the new Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
Remember that nice little time?
Yep.
What happened?
He kept making movies. Do you remember when Time made Adolf Hitler Man of the Year?
Oh, true. They don't know. They're
they
not
don't
always
know.
Right.
They can't tell the future. Yeah. Like it. M. Night still has a fan base. It's not here, but yet we'll keep watching his shit movies. And I think that's the biggest problem.
Alright.
What are we watching next?
Fuck, what are we watching next? Looks like our next one, more than likely, will be Black Mass.
Yeah.
I actually am excited for this one.
I am excited for this one as well. So
it'll be interesting. We did just watch A Most Violent Year. We didn't record that.
It's excellent film, though.
Excellent, excellent. I hope that this is in the same vein of that one. Probably won't be.
Is it A24? Because it'll be amazing.
True, yeah. Oh, we got to give a big-ass shout-out to A24, because we've been watching all of their movies after Ex Machina.
And all but one have been amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. The one being Tusk. I'll ruin that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Tusk.
We watched Tusk. We didn't want to do it.
Because it's just
there's not enough to talk about.
There's enough to talk
about.
Yeah,
true. I don't even
want
to get into it.
We don't want to justify it.
But no, A24. And then we saw Inside Llewyn Davis. And now we're going to watch every other movie that A24 studios
and
has
Oscar
done.
Isaac. We love him.
Oscar Isaac.
Is our new Emma Stone.
Yeah. If Emma Stone and Oscar Isaac are in the same movie, it's over.
Oh, shit. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
We will love it.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, they've been doing good.
I just want him to nuzzle me with his beard.
Have a couple bonus... We have a bonus one in the works. I don't want to say what it is, but we'll be watching it soon.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. It was one of the best finds I've ever had at a horror convention. So
it's a Black Mass, huh?
Yep. Most likely. As long as we get it here, we'll be seeing Black Mass. If not, we'll...
find something else.
We'll go to War Room.
War?
we probably won't do that.
Can we just watch Paul Blart?
Paul Blart is free.
Fuck! I totally forgot. I was going to try to get you to... I wanted to try to convince you after the movie was over for us to just immediately go into Paul Blart 2.
Was it free tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I would have.
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, our theater here in town is playing Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 for free.
For free. I would have. You should have said something.
I totally forgot. God damn it. All right. Well, signing off.
Yep. Yeah. Peace out, Jessica Simpsons.